It started with Teach First, then social work joined in, the police, and now mental health. Fast track schemes are the new way to attract top graduates into previously unfashionable careers. Think Ahead is the latest, aimed at getting graduates into mental health social work. The first batch of students begins working with patients next week. Andrew Bomford joined them for one of their final training sessions.
Hello. Is it okay if I call you Amanda? Is that all right? Hi, Amanda.
A role play on how to win the trust of a new service user with mental health problems.
So your GP wrote to you and wrote to us to suggest that you came down to meet with me today. Why do you think he did that?
This is two tutors showing their students that the direct approach isn't always best.
What would you not do that Amanda and Francis may have just done?
Maybe overemphasising risk, and it kind of freaked Francis out a little bit.
Some patronising touches, like the saying bless and touching the knee, wasn't ideal.
96 students have just completed a six-week intensive training programme before beginning supervised work in small mental health social work teams at local authorities and NHS trusts across England. Think Ahead is aimed at getting graduates into adult social work, particularly mental health services, and is the flip side of a similar scheme called Frontline, channeling graduates into child protection.
Hi, my name's Alicia Hedges. I'm a trainee social worker.
Hi. It's the students' turn to think themselves into the role of social worker and mental health patient, meeting for the first time.
It may, in very rare instances where we think there's a serious risk to you, to your health, or to the health of others, we might share it with the police as well. Is that all right?
You mentioned specifically about sharing information with the police, and I think that's quite an alarming thing to introduce specifically.
I feel like that would have, I instantly would have not wanted to tell you too much, maybe.
So it's just going to be a really quick conversation about sort of what's going on, what's brought you here. There are a couple of things that I need to run through really quickly.
So for example, at the start you kept saying, oh, would you mind really quickly if I run through this really quickly? And I just thought maybe if I was the person who's come to see you, I maybe wouldn't want you to be going really quickly, because I'd want you to sort of feel like you were there for me rather than just trying to get through things really quickly.
What's common about all the programmes like Teach First, Frontline and Think Ahead is their targeting of top graduates from top universities who studied subjects completely unrelated to teaching or social work. Then they fast-track students to fully qualified status much quicker than the conventional training programmes. One of the students, Ben, says it turned him to thinking about social work as a career.
Yeah, I mean, for me personally, I was looking at what people might see as more conventional career paths in business, and it was something like Think Ahead that really attracted me towards social work. I really thought, oh, this is a role that I feel that I would really, really want to do. All of the sort of business side of things felt like I was just going for a job that was a job, really. Nothing I could feel passionate about.
They're moving into a field starved of people and money. But Martin Weber from the University of York, who runs the academic programme for Think Ahead, says they want to improve the image of adult social work and attract more talent.
Absolutely. Mental health is known as the Cinderella part of the NHS, and exactly the same in social work. It's not the career of choice. Mental health social work is a challenging occupation, it's a challenging career choice, and this is one way in which we can provide people with the skills, the knowledge, experience and the expertise to be able to conduct the role effectively.
But others worry that with mental health services in crisis, there's a danger of creating false expectations for both new recruits and service users. Gavin Morgan is from the British Association of Social Workers.
I wouldn't want to set people up to fail. I'm confident that we're going to see good results here. But unless we do something about the workforce and keeping it sustainable, then perhaps we might be revisiting this in a few years' time and saying, yes, we had some really good social work at the beginning, but because we didn't invest enough in those workers post-qualification and post-training, we're seeing the exoduses you sometimes see in social work of people going off to something else because of overloads of work and the pressures associated with that.
Often fast-track graduate schemes are sold in part as a short-term career boost into another field of work entirely, which might not help social work long-term.
Andrew Bomford reporting there.